Might As Well is an audio gallery that showcases the rejection of the binary frailties of good and evil in favor of truth told via comically allegorical jeremiads. In other words, Hasehamaumo.
Got his number one hit cause of me. Kendrick is a bitch and he got some small feet. You know who not small? Rick Ross, big ass. Metro, shut the fuck up and make some beats, Metro. Metro, shut your big ass up and make some beats, Metro. I can't stand, man.
When we needed to play Spurs, it was always them trying to stop us. And that is a really difficult game, Jim, against your local rivals, because this is a Spurs side that can blow anyone away at home.
But why wouldn't they want to stop you?
I'm just saying their motivation was always about stopping Arsenal from winning something. How about having your own set of ideals, your own goals, set your own targets?
And you think that's still the primary motivation?
I'm afraid it is. And it is, Jim. While they, look at how many years these fans have been without a trophy. But, 1991 was the first real... The last time we could say it was a trophy that was worth picking up.
You almost sound as if you feel sorry for them.
Well, we're looking at nearly 40 years these fans have...
Terrible.
It kills them every time Arsenal win a game. I've been around for... I have Spurs fans, and they say, look, it's ridiculous. Arsenal keep winning. When they were on that 11-game run, I was bumping into Spurs fans saying, you keep... I said, well, look, you're doing
so
okay yourselves.
Basically,
forget about
Arsenal
us.
Live
rent, what's your motivation,
Arsenal
you Spurs
live
fans?
Arsenal live rent-free in Tottenham fans and Tottenham managers and Tottenham owners and
something
Tottenham
like that,
players'
yeah.
minds.
Welcome to Might As Well, bitch. Buckle up. This is not NPR. So without further ado, the great Maui Ma.
My advice to you today is, stop trying. Stop trying. Bruv, how about live a simple life? Stop seeking adventure. Stop trying, fam. Listen, I'm sick and tired of bumping into stories about people who are out here trying shit, who are out here seeking adventure and failing while seeking. Niggas be out here going, oh, I gotta try everything. I gotta live. Right? I gotta live a full life, Maui. I have to take my talents to Phuket. Why? I gotta take my talents to India. Why? I have to try shit. I gotta go bungee jumping. I gotta go skydiving. Why? Why the fuck are you swimming with sharks? Why? Why? Stop trying shit, bruv. That's my advice to you. Stop trying. Have simple goals. Okay, bruv, be like Tottenham. Tottenham Hotspur has simple goals. Well, one simple goal. And their goal is to stop Arsenal by any means necessary. That's it. These niggas are not ambitious. I mean, come on, bro. Come on. Yo, Tottenham is not ambitious. These niggas have no fucking desire of winning silverware. They don't give a fuck about silverware. All they care about is beating Arsenal. All they care about is stopping Arsenal from winning things. That's all they care about. Okay, bro? Life is simple, fam. Listen, your life can be that simple too. Be simple. Okay, bruv, be simple like Tottenham Hotspur. Have simple goals. Stop trying to win shit. Stop trying to be Mikel Arteta. Stop trying to be Pep Guardiola. Stop trying to win shit. Stop trying to do better. Okay, bruv, because better doesn't exist. Stop trying to do better. Love yours. Love your life just the way it is. Okay, bruv, appreciate what you got. Celebrate what you got. Stop, bruv, stop chasing shit. Don't be like Harry Kane, bruv, I hate this shit. Right? I call this shit the Harry Kane effect. Stop trying to win shit. The Kevin Durant effect, bruv. Stop trying to win shit. Like, bruv, how long are you planning to chase victories? How long are you planning to seek adventure? How long are you planning to gamble with your fucking life trying to win shit and failing whilst trying? Right? You are failing at it. Niggas keep on trying shit. Oh, I gotta look good. Hey, Maui, hey, I gotta look good. I want to look younger. Why? Why? How about, bruv, hey, bear hug nature. Be one with Mother Nature. Love yourself just the way you are. Stop fucking tinkering. future. Bruv, love yourself just the way you are. Be like Tottenham. Have simple goals in life. Okay, bruv? Fuck ambition. Fuck winning, bruv. Don't be like Harry Kane. Don't be like Harry Kane. This nigga's out here chasing fucking trophies, bruv. The Harry Kane effect is real. Stop trying to win. Stop trying to win. Have simple goals, like scoring goals, and that's it. Score goals and stop right there. Right? Score your fucking goals and stop right there. Don't try to win silverware. Who gives a fuck about how many trophies you've won, Harry Kane? Nobody cares. Nobody cares. The Harry Kane effect. Niggas are trying to win by any means necessary. Look at what happened. This nigga took his fucking talent to Germany and then bada bing, bada boom, Leverkusen became Leverkusen. Right? Bro, hey, Leverkusen became Bayer Leverkusen, bro. All of a fucking sudden, these niggas were out here playing like prime Barcelona. Harry Kane pulls up to Germany, and all of a sudden, Granit Xhaka is out here moving like fucking prime Yaya Toure. What the fuck is going on, bro? What the fuck is going on, bro? All of a fucking sudden, stop chasing, bro. Stop chasing beauty. Stop chasing wins. Stop fucking chasing adventure. Bruv, love your life just the way it is. Okay? Accept your fucking life just the way it is. Stop trying. Stop it. Cut that shit, bruv. Yo, a few days ago, I bumped into this fucking dumpster fire of a story. Bruv, hey, and I quote, three women got diagnosed with HIV after getting vampire facials in New Mexico. Bruh, wait, huh, what? Yeah, three women got HIV after getting vampire facial procedures at an unlicensed New Mexico medical spa. Bruv, wait, what? These women are believed to be the first documented cases of people contracting the virus through a cosmetic procedure using needles, federal health officials said. Bruv. Bruv, stop trying. Stop trying to, stop trying to be younger. Okay, bruv, because it's not gonna happen. You feel me, bruv? It's not gonna happen. We cannot reverse our fucking ages. Bruv, time moves forward unless if you are a beam of light, right? Unless if you are traveling at the speed of light, bruv, time moves forward for us mortal beings. Time moves forward for us normies. We are normal human beings. We are just normal people. Right? Just accepting life for what it is. We have crazy people. We have dumb people. We have sane people. We have fucking wild politicians, bruv. Life is life. Right? And us normal people, we accept life for what it is. We just fucking, we just go, that is what it is. Right? This is what life is. This is, bruv, these are the cards we have been dealt. And we just play the fucking game. That's it. We don't try to tinker. Niggas be out here tinkering, fucking with their faces. I mean, bruv, imagine injecting another person's blood into your face. What the fuck are we doing? As a species, bruv, what the fuck are we doing? Dumb fucks on social media be saying, oh, celebrities do it all the time, right? Kim Kardashian does it all the time. And I'd be like, bruv, fam, the fact that you do shit because celebrities do them, like, already that shit right there means you are dumb, right? But, bruv, yo, to make matters worse, You niggas are doing shit because Kim Kardashian does them. You niggas are injecting blood into your faces because Kim Kardashian injects people's blood into a face. Bruh, Kim Kardashian, You niggas are doing shit because Kim Kardashian does it too. Kim Kardashian? I mean, bruv, yo, listen. Listen. The average IQ of this planet is around, what, 60? Or 70? Fam, every single day I wake up, or every single day I log on to Twitter, aka X, we still call it Twitter. Every day I log on, I realize that, yeah, it's true. It's true. Hey, you niggas are dumb out there. Most of you, bruv, most of you niggas have no fucking ability to think for yourselves. You niggas cannot fucking conjure up original ideas. You niggas don't have the ability to think and produce original thought. You niggas are fucked. Most of you niggas out there are fucked. Fam, three women now have HIV because they don't want to stop trying. Right? They have HIV because they do not want to accept life for what it is. Just fucking agree with Mother Nature. You feel me, bruv? When Mother Nature says one, scary two. When Mother Nature says two, bruv, don't be out here doing mathematics like, oh, what comes after two? Oh, I gotta go three, innit? Right? I gotta go one, two, three, innit? It's the fucking Hunger Games, isn't it? Bruv, three fingers up like I'm Katniss. It's the fucking Hunger Games. Bruv, listen. Stop arguing with Mother Nature. Be like me. Be like me, bruv. Okay? I have accepted that climate change is real. Global warming is real. Fam, it's supposed to be the winter in South Africa. And it seems to be getting warmer. Do the fucking math, fam. Yo, I'm heating up right now. I'm switching on the fan right now, right? The fan, bruv, I just switched on the fan. Bruv, can you hear that? Huh? It's fucking, yo, it's hot, right? It's hot. So, bruv, what do? Hey, I go, listen, I'm gonna switch on the fan. I'm not about to fucking start arguing with Mother Nature. I go, hey, bruv, hey, listen, hey, dear Mother Nature, listen, do you? That's me. I go, hey, Mother Nature, hey, listen, huh? It's all good. It's all good. Do your thing. If you want to set the whole fucking world on fire, do that. If you want to drown all of us, do that, brother. We are fucking scumbags anyway. Human beings are scumbags, bruv. Right? We don't give a fuck about any other fucking species or any other animal on this planet but us. Right? Niggas be like, oh, but dogs are man's best friend. We don't give a fuck about the dogs. Let's keep it a buck. We don't give a fuck about the dogs. Okay? Us taking care of the dogs serves us way more than it serves them. It's all about us. It's all about how we feel. Right? Niggas be out here going, oh, I got cats at home. I love my cats. Of course. You love your cats because they cannot survive. Well, cats can't survive without you. But, you know, for the most part, these fucking cats have been domesticated. Therefore, they cannot fucking live without you. They rely on you for everything, bruv. Listen, hey, everything we do is for us. Okay? Everything we do as human beings, we do it because it makes us feel good. We don't give a fuck about the next person, the next fucking animal. No, we don't give a fuck. Who gives a fuck about the dolphins? I mean, bruv, dolphins are fucking rapists anyway. Right? Who gives a fuck about the whales? Who gives a fuck about bubblefish? Bruv, have you seen bubblefish? Who cares about bubblefish? Who gives a fuck about seahorses? Have you seen how dumb looking seahorses are? And on top of that, the male seahorse is the one that carries the child. What the fuck is that? What the fuck? Huh? Bruv, male seahorses are the ones that carry the fucking babies. They are the ones that give birth to the fucking offspring. What the fuck is that about? Dear Mother Nature, what the fuck? Yo, that must be a mindfuck to the male seahorses. They must be like, what the fuck? But then again, that's all they know. That's their fucking reality. That's their culture, right? Bruv, what's that about? Dear Mother Nature, please explain that. The fuck is that about? What the fuck is going on under the sea? What the fuck is going on in Bikini Bottom? The fuck is happening? Bruv, hey, dear Mother Nature, please tell me. Hey, tell me. What the fuck did we go wrong? Am I tinkering? Am I questioning Mother Nature a bit too much? But then again, bruv, listen, I cannot help myself. Okay? I'm a human fucking being. It's in my nature. Well, it's in our nature as a species to question Mother Nature. Like, bruv, why? Where? How? Why? The fuck is going on? What? What? Who? Wait. Nah. Right? That's us. We gotta question Mother Nature. That's what we do. Right? That's what science is. Science is all about questioning Mother Nature. That's what mathematics is. Mathematics is all about questioning Mother Nature. Right? The fulcrum of these fucking subjects. The fulcrum of mathematics, the fulcrum of science, the fulcrum of biology. It's all about questioning Mother Nature. Like, bruv, what the fuck is going on? We gotta tinker. Because that's who we are. That's what we do. But, bruv, I'm here to tell you today, bruv, that, nah, you gotta cut the shit. You gotta cut the carbs and start eating more fiber. It's good for your brain. You gotta cut the fat. The fat being your fucking hopes and dreams, desires, right? Your ambition. Cut that. Stop trying to get better. Stop trying to do better. Because sometimes, bruv, listen, there isn't any better. So love your life the way it is. Accept your life for what it is. All fucking facts. Stop trying to be Harry Kane. This nigga left his home. Okay, bruv? He left London. London is comfortable. Right? London. Hey, bruv, London is posh. London is fly. A nigga's broke in London? Yeah. A nigga's starving in London? Of course. But Harry Kane wasn't. Harry Kane is a multi-gazillionaire, bruv. He left his home for Bayern, right? He left his home and took his talents to Munich, right? He left Tottenham for Bayern, bruv. Yo, hey, stop trying to win. This nigga is out here talking about his legacy. Oh, his legacy. He needs a trophy for his legacy. He has to win some silverware, Maui. He needs some silverware. I mean, bruv, yo, Bukayo Saka has more trophies than Harry Kane, right? And I'd be like, but bruv, yo, hey, Bukayo Saka plays for Arsenal, right? Arsenal always wins something. We always win something, bruv. Our fucking trophy cabinet is stacked. We always win. Even in our darkest times, we want something. That's what we do. All we do is win, 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 no matter what. It don't matter who's in charge, why they in charge. It don't matter where we at and why we are there, bruv. All we do is win, 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 no matter what. Right? That's what we do. Niggas be like, oh, but you don't have the Champions League. Who gives a fuck? The truth of the matter is we always win something. Right? Even in our darkest days, bruv. We won something. Even when Mustafi was a part of the fucking squad, we won something. Let that sink in, bruv. Right? We won some shit with Mustafi. With Mustafi on board. That's how good we are at winning. Okay, bruv? All we do is win. That's it. That's it. We love winning. Right? We are Arsenal Football Club. We win because we are ambitious. Right? We try hard. Legit, bruv. Arsenal, a bunch of fucking tryhards. All we do is try hard and succeed whilst trying. Right? We are different. However, most people aren't like Arsenal. Right? Niggas like Harry Kane are not like Arsenal. Even though, deep down, we all know that Harry Kane is an Arsenal fan, right? He started at Arsenal. He was a part of our academy. There's a lot of fucking pictures of a young Harry Kane rocking an Arsenal jersey. I mean, bruv, we are Arsenal. We are massive, innit? We are fucking massive, but I digress. Most people are just like Harry Kane. Listen, bruv, listen. It's okay to be Andy Murray. It's all good. We can't all be Djokovic. We can't all be Rafael Nadal. We can't all be Roger Federer. We can't all be, bruv. We can't all be. It's okay, bruv. Sometimes, listen, it's okay. It's fine to be Andy Murray. It's all good. There's no fucking shame in being Andy Murray. So, bruv, stop trying. Stop trying. Bruv, accept your age, bruv. We are all gonna die. We are all getting older. Love yourself. Stop tinkering with your face. Stop tinkering with Mother Nature. Stop fucking with your body. Dear Drake, stop fucking with your body. Right? Kanye be like, oh, Drake is out here running around like he's Tupac. Well, Kanye, we are all running around like we Tupac. Right? And bruv, Kanye, listen, I noticed something about Kanye, right? Every time he speaks, he mentions God, right? Or the possibility of God being unhappy about, you know, some people, right? And 9 times out of 10, the people that God is not happy about are people that he has beef with, right? So God is never unhappy with him. No, God is always unhappy about the people that he has beef with, right? God always has a problem with Kanye's foes. It's never Kanye. No. God evidently loves Kanye, but God hates Drake, right? Bruv, Kanye be like, oh, I don't like what Drake is doing behind the scenes. This nigga has been fucking with me and that type of shit doesn't make God happy. And I'd be like, wait, what? Right? And he'd be like, oh, these niggas out here, you know, these niggas don't want to give my credit, or they're always criticizing me, they're always shitting on my clothes, you know, and that doesn't make God happy. And I'd be like, wait, what? Huh? And bruv, I realized that when he says that these niggas are making God unhappy, I realize that he's talking about himself. He's God in this context. Legit. When he says, hey, what you are doing is making God unhappy, your actions don't make God happy, he's talking about himself. He's God in that instance, in that context. He's, bro, this nigga, yo, how crazy is Kanye West? How deluded is Kanye West? This fucking guy, he's not here. Kanye is fucking gone. This nigga is out here shooting pornos, bro. Yeah, Kanye is going to be producing, well, he's already producing them, right? This nigga is going to drop pornos, no-nos. He's going into the porn industry. I mean, bruh, how fucking crazy is this? We are talking about a guy, right, who was criticizing sex workers just a year ago, right? A year or two ago, this nigga was going on full-blown rants, shitting on Playboy, shitting on his damn wife, Kim Kardashian, right? I mean, bruh, this nigga is crazy, bruv. Life is fucking wild. This dude was out here dropping gospel albums. I mean, dude, this nigga has gospel albums where he talks about how blasphemous it is to be nude, how blasphemous it is to be out here showing your body to the world. And then he switched up. Now his wife is out here walking around basically naked, right? She's out here walking around everywhere, naked, basically, in a fucking nutshell, right? I mean, bruh, we live in a crazy fucking world. What the fuck is going on? We are tinkering. That's what's going on. We are fucking tinkering all day, every day. The Harry Kane effect. Niggas wanna win. Look at Kevin Durant, right? He wants to win so bad that he's out here hopping from team to team to team to team to team, searching for a winning formula. Bruv, listen, it's okay. You have two championships. It's fine. Steph Curry is better than you. It's all good. LeBron James is better than y'all both. It's all good. But, bruv, you are still Kevin Durant. You are still KD. Accept that. Love that for what it is. It's all good, bruv. You ain't gotta win everything. Stop tinkering. Stop fucking with your trophy cabinet. Love it for what it is. Okay, bruv, we can't all be winners. Most people are never gonna win. And it's fine. Bruv, there's 8 billion people on this planet. And most of those people are never gonna catch a dub. And it's okay. It's okay. KD, you are one of the lucky ones. You've caught a couple of dubs. Love that. Accept that. Celebrate that and keep it fucking moving. Stop tinkering. Dear world, dear women, dear ladies, stop fucking with your bodies. Okay? Niggas would fuck anything out here, bruv. On God, on G-O-D. Most of these niggas, fam, listen. These niggas don't have standards. Let's just keep it a buck. Most men don't have standards. They don't have a choice but to fuck whatever is in front of them. Okay? Abana choice. If there's a fucking rhinoceros in front of them, they gotta fuck it. They gotta make sweet, sweet love to it. Right? Because when a man loves a rhino, bruv, this what it is, isn't it? When a man loves a rhino, bruv, they gotta get down to it. If there's a fucking hog in a bog in front of them, iti pitika, hey, listen, they gotta get into the fucking bog and get down and dirty. This what it is. About a choice. In the words of some fucking fat slob, some fucking hog squeaking all over our fucking social media streets, in the words of some fat childless slob, hey, I'm on a choice. Bruv, a couple of days ago, I saw some fucking daddy, some fat Tatiana, right, on social media, talking about how people with children have no choice but to take care of their children. And I know, I was like, wait, well, what's this about? I was like, well, why is she attacking childbearers? Why is she attacking people who are taking the future of this planet seriously? Like, bruv, it makes no fucking sense. This chick was out here attacking beautiful images of families, right? Like, about a choice. Wait, what? I mean, bruv, for example, some guy posted a picture or a series of pictures of himself, right, dressing his kid, you know, taking his kid to school, you know, reading to his kid. And he captioned these images with the following, right? And I quote, he said, "I would do anything for my daughter. I love my daughter," right? End quote. Bruv, this fat slob, this hog in a bog, caught wind of this shit. She caught wind of this beautiful moment, this beautiful post. And she was like, nah, I gotta fucking comment on that shit. Right? I gotta share my 2 cents about this shit. And she was like, well, I got no choice. Which means he doesn't have a choice but to love his daughter. Well, yeah. How about no shit? No, hey, no shit. He doesn't have a choice. No shit. But then again, how fucking heartless are you? Who hurt you? Huh? Who hurt you, bruv? Because I know exactly who hurt this bitch. Right? Upon doing some fucking research, right, I learned that this girl, you know, has some fucking daddy issues. Right? Her father basically abandoned this fucking Tatiana. Her father wasn't there. Her father wasn't in her life. Her dad has a whole other family. Evidently, this bitch's mom was this guy's side piece. Yeah. Give a fair, baby. I don't give a fuck who says what. Okay? Give a fair, baby. Hey, dear Tatiana, evidently your mom was a fucking daddy. Your mom in Elisefebe, in the village. Your mom was the village bicycle. Hey, namelang. Namelang. Hey, namelang. Ah, it's free. Namelang. Hey, bruv, your mom was a village bicycle. Dish what it is. Hey, namela fela. Bruv, don't ask any fucking questions. Okay? Namela fela. Namela fela. Right? Condom, like about namafela. It's all good, bruv. Hey, namela fela. Don't be out here asking questions. When this bitch opens those fucking thighs up, namela fela. Hey, Tatiana, that's your mom. Your mom was a whore, right? So was your father. Your father was a whore as well. Your father was out here cheating on his wife with your mom. And then your mom got pregnant. Jesus fucking Christ, bruv. Listen, I found the root cause of why this bitch is so heartless. And listen, bruv, I also don't mean to sound heartless. I'm just stating facts. Okay, bruv? I'm just a fucking messenger. Don't shoot me, bruv. Shoot the fucking sheriff. Don't shoot the boy. Don't shoot the boy, bruv. Shoot the sheriff. Okay? I'm just the guy. Out here just dropping messages, teaching motherfuckers, preaching to motherfuckers. This what it is. Kipushiri, low key. Right? I'm a fucking priest. I'm a preacher, low key. Okay, bruv? I'm a fucking prophet, low key. Low key. Kimporofita kya porofita. Right? Kimporofita kya porofita. Robanin kibata ho porofita. Bruh. Your mom was a whore. It's all good. Right? This is why you mad. This is why you mad. Your mom was a whore. Your father was a whore. And your father wanted nothing to do with you. Your father wasn't in your life. This is why I keep on saying, niggas, raise your fucking kids. Or else your kids are gonna turn out like these fucking little bitches running around on social media. Right? Out here just criticizing people for trying. Criticizing people for being good fathers. Criticizing motherfuckers for being present in their daughters' lives. That's crazy, bruv. That's crazy. And this bitch has a fucking series of these types of posts where she replies to people who have kids, right? With the words, I got no choice. That's wild to me. That's crazy to me, right? Motherfuckers are sacrificing everything for their kids. Yeah, they don't have a choice. However, hey, bruv, it's to be applauded. It's a beautiful fucking thing because most of you bitches, right? Most of y'all are from cold fucking families, cold fucking lives. Your homes are cold. Your homes don't even qualify to be called homes, right? That's where most of you bitches are from. Your fathers don't fuck with y'all. Your mothers don't fuck with y'all. Your grannies don't fuck with y'all. Nobody fucks with y'all. That's crazy. Right? And then you bitches pull up to fucking social media and you'll spew all of this fucking vile drivel all over our fucking timelines. How about have some fucking class? Have some class. Right? And then the same bitch. Then goes on to say, oh, I want to get married. VT! Who the fuck is going to marry you? Bruv, have you met yourself? Who the fuck is going to marry you? Have you seen the type of shit you are posting? Life is fucking crazy, bruv. She wants to get married, right? She be out here posting couples going, oh, they're couple goals. Bruv, nobody wants to couple up with you. Nobody. Because you are a lunatic. Okay, bruv? You are chasing something, right? And evidently, most people don't know what the fuck you're chasing, but I know what you're chasing. You are chasing your father's affection, your father's love. And unfortunately, you are never gonna get it. So stop trying. Stop trying, right? Eschew, hey, bruv, how about eschew the Harry Kane effect? Okay, bruv, love yourself. Love your life. Accept your life for what it is. You are a fucking hog in the bog and nobody likes you and it's okay. It's all good. Stop trying. Okay, bruv? Stop trying to get people to like you. Nobody likes you and it's fine. Right? It's all good. Stop trying because that shit is detrimental to your mental health and your health in general. Look at yourself. You're fat. Right? You're a fucking hog in the bog, choking on burger smog. It's a fucking shit show. Love yourself. Stop eating. Love yourself. Okay, bruv? How about exercise? Take a fucking walk. Become a village bicycle, bruv. Do something sporty. Become more active. Run more. Play soccer. Kick a fucking ball. Can you kick it? Yes, you can. Can you kick it? Yes, you can. Kick. Push. Become a fucking skateboarder. Instead of being a fucking cake hoarder. Your body is falling apart. Your body is the furthest thing from a temple. There's nothing holy about your body. Holy moly. Holy fucking smoke. That's what people say when they see your body. I mean, bruv, do better. Okay, bruv? Your body is sacrilegious. Your body is shaped like the Prophet Muhammad's face. You are falling apart. Your body is a religious affront. I'm fucking offended by your body. Okay? I'm offended by everything your body produces. From the fucking shit you produce, the pee you produce, and the fucking vile bullshit you spew. I'm sick and tired of seeing your garbage, bruv. Let people live. Let people have fun. Just because your father doesn't fuck with you, hey, it don't mean that other fathers don't fuck with their kids. Legit, bruv. You know what? You know what? Forget about everything that I said. How about try more? Okay, bruv, how about do better? How about improve your life? You, hey, bruv, you need to try. Okay, bruv, you need to tinker. You gotta tinker. You gotta fuck with your body. You gotta do better, bruv. Who gives a fuck if you catch HIV? As a matter of fact, if you were to catch HIV, bruv, hey, guess what? You'd lose all that fucking weight, bruv. Hey, do better. Stop being an asshole for no fucking reason at all. Because savages like myself are out here watching. We are out here fucking slithering on these fucking E streets, watching niggas like you, watching motherfuckers like you. Do better. Bruv, the CDC said in its morbidity and mortality report last week that an investigation into the clinic in New Mexico from 2018 through 2023 showed that it apparently reused disposable equipment intended for one-time use. Stop going to these fly-by-night fucking clinics. Okay, bruv? Bitches in South Africa be out here having abortions at fly-by-night clinics. Right? Bitches everywhere, in fact, go to fly-by-nights to get BBLs. Right? To get fucking vampire facials or some shit. I mean, bruv, do better, bruv. Stop tinkering. Stop gambling with your life. Stop testing Mother Nature. Stop tinkering. Stop trying, bruv. Live your life devoid of the Harry Kane effect. Don't get better. Okay, bruv? Just do better. Do better, don't get better. Who gives a fuck? Who gives a fuck if your life improves or not? Who gives a fuck if once upon a time you did ayahuasca in the middle of the fucking Amazon? Who cares? Hey, yo, hey, Lex Friedman, who cares? Who gives a fuck about the books you read? Huh? Stop challenging yourself for no reason at all. Niggas be like, oh, this year I'm planning to read 1,000 books. Why? Why? Because, hey, you are gonna fail. Why? Why would you challenge yourself to read a bunch of books? Oh, this year, oh, I have a long reading list. I gotta run through it. Like, bruv, why do people always feel the need to showcase just how smart they are? Why? Right? Like, why do people always feel the need to to show people that, hey, they're fucking interesting. Hey, look at how interesting I am. Right? Look at how interesting I am. Why? Because I read a bunch of books. That's why I'm interesting. I'm interesting because I'm well-read. Right? I'm interesting because I've watched a bunch of movies. I'm interesting because I've played a bunch of games and I have a billion platinums. Right? Like, why? Why? There's no need for you to advertise this shit. Right, all the time. I'm not saying don't document. You can fucking document some of this shit. No fucking problem with that. But I have a problem with people who are under pressure to always show off, who are under pressure to always advertise to the world that they are interesting. Right? I have no problem with you showing off your fucking achievements here and there. There's no problem with that. The problems start when niggas now feel under pressure to always come off as interesting or intelligent, right? The moment they feel under pressure to showcase their intelligence, that's when the problems start, right? Stop tinkering, stop doing too much, and bruv, stop documenting everything. The fuck are you niggas doing? Hey, yo, bruv, where the fuck did you niggas grow up? Because some of you niggas are not Gen Zers. Oh, the fat bitch is a Gen Zer, by the way, right? Like, bruv, she's in her fucking 20s and she looks 40. She looks like a 45-year-old mother of three. And evidently, she has never had a kid. So I'd be like, bruv, why do you have a mommy's fupa? You ain't never been a mommy. You ain't never been in a maternity ward. Now, bruv, why does it look like you've been there a bunch of times? If you ain't never been there. Bruv, Generation Z is aging like fucking bananas in the sun. These bitches are aging like fucking fresh milk at Clover. Okay, bruv? Unrefrigerated fresh milk. It's in long life. Fresh milk at Clover. Okay, bruv? These bitches are basically inkomazi. It's crazy, bruv. What the fuck? But I fucking digress. Most of you niggas are millennials. Why are y'all documenting earthing? Earthing, I mean, fam, yo, some YouTuber. Jesus fucking Christ, it never stops. By the name of Anthony, right? This fucking guy broke his neck and back after falling 85 feet from the ground, right? Whilst moving at the speed of around 40 miles per hour on a motorized paraglider. Why? I mean, dude. Yo, white people. Fam, white people be trying to die all day or dead day because nothing is trying to kill them. Right? Nothing is hunting white people. Black people, on the other hand, bruv, yo, we've been the hunted. White people have been hunting black people. We've been prey for a long fucking time, bruv. These niggas have always been the predator. Right? To such a degree that these motherfuckers are searching for death. Right? Black people have been getting killed. Right? En masse. We've been getting slaughtered for fucking years, for ages. These niggas are always searching for death because nothing is trying to kill them. They've always been dominant. Black people have been prey, bruv. We've been prey for years, and these niggas have been predators for years. So much that they are now trying to kill themselves. White people have adopted every single dangerous hobby under the sun. That's fucking psychotic. Let's keep it a buck. Let's call it what it is. It's fucking psychotic, bruv. Legit, these niggas are always searching for a thrill. Why? Why? But then again, lest we forget that once upon a time, killing black people was one of their hobbies. Lest we forget. Right? That's what the fucking KKK was about. Lest we forget. Hey, dear South Africa. Apartheid. lest we forget. Lest we forget, bruv. Yo, I recently bumped into South Africa's first ballot paper after the end of apartheid in 1994, right? The parties on this ballot paper are as follows. The Pan-Africanist Congress of Azania, the PAC. That's one of the parties that was on there. And then we had the Freedom Front was on there. The Women's Rights Peace Party was on the ballot paper. The Chimoko Progressive Party, RIP, right, was on the ballot paper. The African Muslim Party, I don't know if it still exists. I think it still does. AMP on the paper. And then we had the African Christian Democratic Party. They still exist. They're still around. And then somebody for sport. Right? And then we also had the African Democratic Movement, the ADM. Hey, RIP, I guess. Right? Bruv, everything in 1994 had the word democratic in it. Right? Or democratic bread. Right? Hey, man, can I have those two fucking democratic sausages over there and that polony right there? Yeah, democratic polony, of course. Obviously, nigga, kupa loopy. Make it democratic, please. Yeah, democratic loopy. Ganyaka, man. Ganyaka, man. Gairata, man. Limakwenya, how? Make them, you know, democratic. Right? We are now free and fair. It is what it is, right? Everything had the word democratic. It's all good, though. And obviously, right, we had the African National Congress, the ANC, who are still around and are corrupt as ever, right? And they had Nelson Mandela on there, you know, smiling from ear to ear, bruv, for the culture. That's the smile of freedom right there. Black people needed to see Nelson Mandela smile on that fucking ballot, bruv. All the way fucking factual. Legit. But I fucking digress. After that, we had the Democratic Party, right, which is now the DA, right? Back then, they were called the Democratic Party, right? Just straight to the fucking point, right? Just plain and simple, Democratic Party. Boom. Done. DP. Apartheid, these things. Hey, wow, hey, these niggas. Yeah, it's all good. And then we had the Dikwankweka Party of South Africa. Jesus. Dikwankweka, which means strong man, like strong dudes, right? Like buff niggas, you know? Like, this is crazy. Yo, dude, we had the buff nigga party back in the days. Yo, bruv, yo, Tyler, the Creator, would have loved that fucking party. All fucking facts. Tyler would have loved the Dikwankweka Party of South Africa. And, bruv, their logo is an arm, right? A blacked out arm. Flexing. A strong ass man's arm flexing his fucking biceps and triceps. I mean, fam, yo, hey, wildin', innit? I mean, hey, wildin', innit? Imagine that. Imagine if that party would have won those fucking elections. Where the fuck are we today? Nah. Imagine voting for a party that has a strong arm as its logo. I mean, brah, we were gonna get strong-armed, innit? We were gonna get ruled with an iron fist, innit? Right? Dikwankweka, don't fuck around. Right? Even though 9 times out of 10, buff niggas, that they aren't good with their fucking hands. Buff niggas are just buff, Justin J. Kitty cosmetics. You feel me? Buff niggas are just buff because. Just because. Right? But I know that Tyler and, of course, Funk Flex would have loved the Dikwankweka Party of South Africa. Bruv, South Africa was just going through a lot in 1994. And after that, on this fucking ballot, we had the FP, a.k.a. the Federal Party. Right? And then we had the Luso South African Party, RIP, RIP to the Luso, RIP to the Federal Party as well. You racist motherfuckers didn't stand a chance. Let's just call it what it is. But hey, RIP, RIP nonetheless. And after that, after the fucking Luso Party, we had the Apartheid Government, the Apartheid Party. The National Party, bruv. How dare they, bruv? These niggas made it onto the ballot in 1994. How dare you niggas? The fucking nerve. The audacity, bro. Yo, white people don't give a fuck, dude. They don't give a flying fuck. These niggas had us living in segregation for 40 plus years, right? And then at the fucking end, right? We've been out here singing, freedom is coming tomorrow, bruv. Hey, 1994 was the fucking tomorrow that we've been out here singing about. Legit, right? Tomorrow was here, right? Freedom was here. Philip, it's here. It was right there, right? And then these niggas, right, bruv, at the end of apartheid, these niggas were like, nah. We still want in on this shit, right? They were on the fucking ballot, bruv. The National Party was on the ballot. Wild. Wild. And after the NP, we had the IFP, aka the Inkatha Freedom Party. That's 1994. That's South Africa's first ballot paper after the end of apartheid in 1994. We come too far. We come too far. We come too far. Too far. Too far. It's craziness, bruv. You know, I've been out here looking at a lot of shit from back in the days. You know, and most images from back in the days, you know, the 80s, 70s, you know, 60s. Now, most images were in black and white. And I realized that everything looks creepy in black and white, right? Everything, bruv, everything looks fucking spooky in black and white. I mean, bruv, for example, niggas were talking about this dude, a guy by the name of Robert Wadlow, aka the tallest man to ever live, right? This dude was out here just fucking living his life, right? He was a fucking celebrity because he was the tallest man alive. Scientists were out here just fucking measuring him. This nigga was fucking popping back in the days, right? Because he was super fucking tall. He was popping and growing, right? Like a fucking Hyperion tree in the 20s and 30s. He was out here just fucking living his life, doing nothing else but live his life. His life was simple. This nigga had no ambitions. This nigga didn't want to win a fucking trophy, none of that. He didn't want to improve his life. He didn't wish that he was fucking shorter. Nah. He was out here just fucking living, going, hey, this is my life. This is who I am. Hey, fuck it. Right? This nigga was just living his life. Bruv, he did absolutely nothing but live. I want you to hear me clearly. Okay? This nigga lived his life and nothing else. He did fuck all but live. He was out here showing off his fucking height and getting studied by scientists. But dudes on Twitter were out here talking about this fucking guy like he was a fucking serial killer. Legit. They were talking about Bobby Wadlow like he was a fucking serial killer. Oh my God, look at how creepy looking he was. I was like, wait, what? Bruv, they kept on sharing facts about this kid's life, because he was a fucking kid. They kept on sharing facts about his life and calling them creepy. I was like, what's creepy about a guy being 8'11"? I mean, dude, I don't get it. What's creepy about that? I get it. The images are black and white. The videos are black and white. But bruv, yo, besides the fucking color palette, what's creepy about Bobby Wadlow, bruv? He was a child. He just wanted to fucking live and nada. Right? Live and nada. Live and nothing else. But niggas were on Twitter talking about how creepy Bobby Wadlow was. I'm like, creepy why? Like, what did he do? I was fucking puzzled. Like, bruv, what the fuck did Bobby do? He did fuck all but live. All he did was live and get measured. That's it. That's it. But niggas on Twitter, bruv, yo, fam. I was like, fam, hey, did this man, well, this boy, did he kill somebody? The answer is no. Did he rape somebody? The answer is no. Was he a fucking pedo? The answer is no. Then why is he creepy? Why are facts about Bobby Wadlow's life creepy? Like, bruv, hey, make me understand. Just break it down. What makes his height creepy? I get it. He looks abnormal. But everybody above 6'5" looks abnormal. Right? Like, bruv, LeBron looks abnormal. Nikola Jokic looks abnormal. Anthony Davis looks abnormal. And, bruv, to a certain extent, they are abnormal. Because they occupy a small fucking percentage of the human population. Right? Only a handful of niggas are that tall. Everybody else is around 5'8", 5'9", right? 6', 5'10", like Meg Thee Stallion, a.k.a. Bigfoot. I mean, bruv, yo, hey, what makes Robert Wadlow creepy? Break it down to me. Huh? Break it down to me, bruv. I get it, bruv. Yo, he's abnormal. I get it. But, bruv, other than that, what else? Right? Listen, bruv, I get it. Meg Thee Stallion is 5'10". She looks abnormal, bruv. She's abnormal in comparison to other chicks, right? Because she's as tall as dudes. She's 5'10", but also Meg Thee Stallion is facing a lawsuit from a cameraman after she allegedly forced this fucking guy to watch her have sex in a car. I mean, bruv, how fucking promiscuous is this bitch? Like, bruv, Meg Thee Stallion, man, man, kiss fab, innit? Right? Ke bufebe, bo, man, man, ke bufebe, man. You see, bruv, bufebe, habu patali. Hey, dear hog in the bog, please, hey, tell your mom, R.I.P., hori, bufebe, habu patali. You feel me? Hey, hey, dear hog in the bog, tell your dad, hori, bufebe. Habu patal. These are all fucking facts. Kibu febe bo na man. Meg Thee Stallion, ah man. Meg Thee Stallion is out here making threats. She pulled up on this nigga and she said, hey, don't you ever discuss what you saw. This nigga's like, wait, what? And then she continued to fucking berate the nigga and fat shame the nigga. I mean, Jesus fucking Christ. Right? If you fat, you gotta tinker though, right? Right? Meg Thee Stallion is wrong for threatening this nigga. However, when it comes to the weight, she's right. You gotta tinker. You gotta do something, man. Diabetes is a real fucking thing. Diabetes is a killer, right? Aspire to be Harry Kane. Aspire to win, even though it's a struggle to win. Aspire to be KD, right? Aspire to be a Sekwankwetla. And of course, avoid Tyler the Creator and Funk Flex. If you buff, hey, steer away from Tyler the Creator. Hey, hey, hey. If you have a buff neck, steer away from Funk Master Flex. Maui out.
Okay, I'm freestyle. I said.
Yeah.
Free Rakim, free Rakim. I might fly to Sweden to free him. Braid my wig ASAP, tat on my ribs, switch with him. Then I can fuck all the Sweden men that I wanna. Actually, I'm gonna heat it up real quick, motherfucker. I'm LeBron. Listen, Flex, we just met, but I know it don't seem like all Kelly wet dreams. I always keep 16s, nigga. Me and Flex looking in the index for buff net niggas just for some hot butt sex.
What? What made you go with that verse?
I don't.
What made you with that verse?
I got a little cousin. When I die, he'll probably take my estate. I always tell him being self and always strive to be great.
It's getting spooky. It's getting spooky. It's getting spooky.
It's getting spooky.
It's getting spooky. It's getting spooky.
It's getting spooky.
It's getting spooky.
It's getting spooky.
Weird times. Global weirding.